再一次准时收看我们的洋话
叶平。
好，从河北跑到河南，终于味儿正了哈。 OK， 今天我们在平遥的一个非常著名的一个寺庙里边，叫双林寺。当然 beautiful 啊、Always beautiful
China
great
China is beautiful OK、okay, let's talk about what we're going to talk about today、we're going to talk about refusing an invitation or declining an invitation
啊，今天我要谈的是如何拒绝别人或者如何提出新的建议。
Yes
哎，那个威廉姆啊，我觉得你今天中午你好没吃饭吗？
No, today I haven't eaten yet OK
So let's get something to eat.
Well, you know, actually right now I'm kind of tied up looking at this Buddhist temple, and I'd kind of like to do that right now.
Tied up?So what is tied up?
No. Tied up. That means I'm busy doing something.
Oh, 原来是忙于做什么事情。I'm tied up.
That's right. If you're busy, maybe watching TV, you say, no, I'm tied up right now watching TV.
I'm tied up right now watching the TV.
That's right.
Woo, 又学到一个很好的词儿 tied up. 非常有用。Okay, since you are tied up, so maybe tonight we got somebody go out, we can get together, eat something, wear local food.
No, actually, I'm sorry, Hogan, tonight I've already got plans.
Wow, you're refusing me again, huh?
Yeah, I'm meeting a beautiful lady for dinner tonight.
喂呀，这是一个他通常拒绝我的一个原因哈啊。如果有一个漂亮小姐做比较的话，我肯定是 nothing 啊。
Yeah,
这样子。
This is how it is, Hogan.
Okay, 所以我们知道第二句话就是
I'm sorry, I've already got plans.
那么这个第二句话的意思就是，对不起，今天我已经有约会了，所以不能出席您的这个宴请。
I've already got plans.
Sorry, I've already got plans.
Yep.
Okay, 很愉快的一个拒绝方式哈，就是对不起，我已经有计划了，我已经跟别人约会了，当然具体约会原因不一定告诉别人了哈。Okay, so, all right, maybe some other time.
Hey, okay, that's very good. When would you learn that?
洋话连篇呢、
we haven't even done that yet, so.
其实在骗你啊，我经常问女孩这个问题，今天晚上做几十块，然后女孩就会说 Oh, maybe some other time. 然后说
That's right.
我学到这句话了。
That's very good. Oh, maybe some other time. Okay, or oh, thank you, but maybe some other time.
Okay, 记住总要说出来就是 Oh, thank you, maybe some other time.
That's very polite, and it lets people know that you'reNot turning them down because you're rude, but because you have something else to do, and another time would be okay.
啊，这样的话就给大家一个缓和的一个余地。每次都告诉人家啊，我还有点别的事情要做，可能今天不行了，下次吧，也许。
That's right.
那么我想 Dr. Weir maybe got some new idea about you feel.
Well, he's been refused by just about everyone.
Oh.
So I think he probably has some comments on different ways to refuse people.
Let's
see. And be refused.
When you receive an invitation to go somewhere or do something, often you ask a few simple questions to decide whether to accept or decline. One of the popular questions is, so where are you going? Another thing people ask is, what are you doing? Many people want to know, who's going? And sometimes you can ask, when are you leaving? If you decide to accept, you can say, sure, thanks, I'll go. But if you decide to decline, you'll say,Sorry, maybe some other time, but thanks for asking. You got it?
Okay, Dr. Weir, give us such a good suggestion.
He's fantastic. I love that guy.
Man, this guy's genius.
Okay, now let's go over and recap what we've gone over today.
Okay.
Okay, so the first thing was, sorry, I'm all tied up right now.
Sorry, I'm all tied up right now.
Mm-hmm.
对不起，我现在太忙了。
That's right. I'm all tied up.
I'm all tied up.
Okay. And the second sentence today was, I'm sorry, I've already got plans.
I'm sorry, I've already got plans.
Yeah.
对不起，我已经有约会安排啦。
Okay.
Okay. So what about the third one?
Well, why don't you give us the third one? Because you came up with it today. It was really fantastic.
这个太有点那个挺伤心了哈，每次都在说啊。Alright, maybe some other time.
我
每次
请
女孩吃饭的时候都是这样。
Oh, okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
好吧，那就这样，请你们大家也学会合理的拒绝别人。有时候拒绝别人是帮助自己解放出来的一个好办法。好，希望你从学英语中得到乐趣。
We'll see you later.
In 本集里给大家准备的问题是
一，如果你想拒绝别人的邀请，可以怎么说？答案是 Sorry, I'm all tied up right now. 或者 I'm sorry, I've already got plans. 二，如果别人拒绝了你的邀请，你会怎么说？答案是 All right, maybe some other time. 请跟着美语专家一起操练。
Sorry, I'm all tied up right now. I'm sorry, I've already got plans. All right, maybe some other time.